The views and opinions expressed in the Humanizing the Headset podcast are those of the authors, guests, and hosts of the podcast, and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Humanizing the Headset as a whole. This podcast may contain adult language and adult content.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Why are you laughing all of a sudden, Brendan?
I have no idea why I'm laughing.
You're just like laughing. To start the day out with laughter.
Inappropriate before this at all.
Yeah.
No, we're never inappropriate before these things.
We never inappropriate?
That's what I said. Did you not hear me?
Okay, I just wanted to...
English! I'm sorry.
Do you speak it?
I'll wait a couple minutes before I go all full Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
Why wait?
Just out of respect. I know.
Ridiculous. Welcome back, everyone.
I'm going to slowly adjust your levels,
everybody. This is, I don't even know what episode, 12?
12.
12?
Yes.
Yes.
This is another one of our special telecommunicator week, month episodes.
You're very sultry sounding right now.
Thank you.
The sultry styling. Thank you, Brendan. Of Kaylee.
Up next we have,
the menthol cool stylings.
This is a deep track.
Yes, exactly. We are going to be bringing to you some funny reviews of police departments and also some interesting police blotters
that we found floating
around on the internet.
Yes. Looking at the reviews that I have in my limited, for those of you listening out there, I'm always horribly unprepared for stuff. So what you get is Norm off the cuff. It's nonstop off the cuff.
Norm out in the weeds.
That's right.
Yep.
I prefer out in the wild.
Whereas I have like a whole packet of research. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a whole packet of research for any of these, but. Packet of research.
Yes.
Mm. No, but I had seen some interesting reviews of police departments and decided I wanted to go searching around on the internet for more, because who reviews police departments? Like, that's
weird.
It's a weird way to spend your time.
Yeah. Most of them, though, 10 will get arrested here again.
Literally, there's several that are like that, and I don't understand. Like, obviously, people are just trying to be funny, but then when people leave genuine reviews on police departments, it's odd to me. Like, go into the police department or call in and make your complaint or comment with the sergeant. Mm. Google reviews is not really going to get you anywhere.
No, because I don't feel like most sergeants are checking those reviews.
I highly doubt it.
They're probably like, oh, let's see what the public said on Google about me right now.
Yeah.
Or Yelp. How's our Yelp rating?
Exactly. Like,
My food was cold at the jail.
Aren't there little awards that you can get on Yelp?
My gruel is just terrible at the jail. I've had better gruel at a, 1700s brothel. I don't know.
Office fans, we were talking about prison Mike.
Yes.
So that's where the gruel comment is coming from. We were teasing. Talking about prison Mike and how he would read these reviews.
That was funny. I feel like the reviews in my limited research, in my extensive research. I'm a hot mess today. The blotter is way more interesting than the police department reviews.
Brendan has some good blotters that we're going to read too, because those are always entertaining.
They are entertaining.
Really random. I have one with a sound clip that's
Is it amazing. A legit sound clip?
It's a video, but they're not going to be able to.
Right.
Our wonderful listeners are not going to be able to see.
But it's like an actual sound clip from the incident, I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
It is. Oh, that's going to be fun.
That's wonderful. So I just want to preface this by saying, if you work for one of these departments, or if you know someone that works for one of these, we are not making fun of your department at all. We're laughing with you.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Because some of these reviews are like... Yeah. Pretty funny, and we don't want anyone to feel like we're bagging on a specific department.
No, we're not.
And sometimes, maybe even, I will even say it for myself, I have it coming.
Well, and like, you know? We have no personal connections to any of these departments either. Like, these are not departments that we work for or know anyone from.
Right.
I picked some from random parts of the country. Like, I don't have any from local departments. So, yeah, some of these are pretty, and again, just weird. People are so weird posting their strange comments on the internet for no reason.
Yeah.
That's because they all want attention. So everybody on the internet that wants to make comments about stuff other than through legit, I should probably face the microphone. when they're doing reviews, you know, it's not like an Airbnb where there's a
right, like
there's
you're not going to get like a free product or right. free stay.
Well, and even, you know,
I mean,
well,
you can get might, a free yeah. stay.
You can. And delicious food. But in like Airbnb,
get
you know,
meal comp.
You rate them, they rate you. It's a process. It
right,
makes perfect
yeah.
sense. You know, it's not like the police, although this might be a great idea if somebody wants to develop it, give the police the means to rate their inmates and post those online. Prison Yelp. Jail Yelp.
Prison Yelp.
I think this would be awesome. So well, go ahead and give me a bag.
What would be the purpose of that, though? To have access to that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I would love to see that. Prison Yelp.
America's next top inmate.
Right. So Bobby was such a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
He pissed all over the toilet and all this. I'm sorry. I just, yeah. Like, that's, you know. It's
like the real world prison.
Right. Oh, it would be so amazing.
What the hell?
How amazing would that be to see that? Like, put their mugshot up there. This fucker. Look at what he did. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
It would be awesome. I
oh
think it would
my
be
God.
Awesome. What do we got? Who's right. got, who's got, who got next?
So, some of these, I pulled some of these not because they were necessarily funny, but because they absolutely made no sense. So this one, this review of the Wilson, North Carolina Police Department just says, the directions are all confusing. 1 star. Hmm. What? Directions for what? To the police department?
I don't know.
The directions you're given once you get to the police department?
Maybe they mean while they were getting arrested. Put your hands up. Get on the ground. Wait, which one do I do?
Right. That's literally all it was the directions are all confusing. Mm. 1 star.
Put the gun away. No, don't. Wait, what?
So, Wilson, North Carolina, make your directions a little bit clearer.
Yeah,
I'm pretty. They must be referring to the directions to the police department, but I hope they understand that the police department didn't write those directions.
Yeah.
Google Maps did.
Mm. Well, and then,
so you're rating the police right. department based sure. on something
well,
that
maybe
Google
they
Maps
think they're
did.
Doing a Google review. They don't clearly. She was. I'm gonna say she was probably 89 years old. That
don't
that.
Assume. It could have been a guy. Guys are stupid too.
No, oh, we're totally stupid. And there's yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, right. Right.
Oh my God. Yeah, I really like that one though. The directions are all confusing.
It doesn't make any sense.
And then yeah, 1 star. Because you don't understand directions to the police department?
I guess.
So, I'm sorry, Wilson, North Carolina, your rating on Google has dropped because this person doesn't understand how to get to your police department. And that's the sole reason.
Well, it's really funny because for a long time at our department, I don't know why I said R like a pirate. Our department. I'm thinking. Kaylee's looking at me like I'm looking around.
No,
like,
there
what
was,
are you staring
I heard
at?
Noise outside. So.
Oh, okay. Maybe we have an intruder. It'll give us a chance to rate the local police department.
Yes.
Their response and what kind of directions they give them. Anyway.
You guys are being too confusing.
Yes, I know. I don't remember what I was going to say. So moving on.
Anyway. So, yeah, I had a few that were very strange. There's this one, and I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce this. I don't know if it's Minot or Minnow. It's Minot. Minot?
Yes.
North Dakota, but it's a police department in North Dakota. The review just says, butt cheeks, 3 stars. What?
Butt cheeks,
did a 4-year-old write this? It doesn't say 3 stars. They gave it 3 stars, but the only comment in the review is butt cheeks.
Huh.
So to this police department in North Dakota, please explain. What's going on at
maybe
your police
it's
department?
Officer butt cheeks. And
maybe.
They were giving them 3 stars.
Mm. Right. Or maybe they were giving
or
the officers butt cheeks 3 stars.
Maybe. Maybe. But it's North Dakota. That could be a native name.
I highly doubt that, Norm.
No? You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Man who run with butt cheeks.
It was definitely white people that coined the term butt cheeks. Butt cheeks.
Maybe he's rating a body cavity search.
It could be.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Are we... Too is this a comment flappy. On someone's butt cheeks or on their own butt cheeks?
Not enough firmness.
Yeah, that was...
Apparently they need a butt cheeks rating system. But then in 3 stars.
It's a solid C.
It's
Right.
Seems very arbitrary.
It does.
Well, why three stars?
Like, well...
You like the butt cheeks?
It's one of those, if I've had enough to drink, right?
The butt cheeks were okay?
Yeah, no. Mm. It's like, yeah.
Mostly okay? Because 3 out of 5 is, that's good.
Yeah.
Very strange. Brendan, what do you have for police blotters?
I don't know where this clip was taken from. It simply says, a deputy responded to a report of a vehicle stopping at mailboxes. It was the mailman. Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you guys know that the mailman does that?
Apparently they... I will say in rural areas, sometimes they use their own vehicles as opposed to an actual USPS or whatever.
I suppose, yeah.
So maybe that's legit.
Right.
But I feel like...
Incredibly suspicious. Yeah, there's this weird white truck with an eagle on the side of it. Right. He's stopping at everyone's house. Pretty sure he's casing the neighborhood for a robbery. Or dropping off the mail. I'm not sure. You guys might want to check it out.
Yes, it's red, white, and blue. They're wearing a uniform.
Yeah.
This thief is wearing a uniform.
Exactly. He has a huge bag just like slung over his shoulder. I don't know what's going on. Seems pretty weird to me, man.
That's pretty funny. I went in, I thought it would be fun to look up places where I used to live.
Oh, okay.
Right? I thought, oh, this is my where I went to high school. And, in grade school, I looked at as well, and I thought it's kind of funny. Like, people complain about the stupidest stuff. Like, here's this one. This is for Poplar Bluff Police Department in Missouri. So anybody, one of the 37,000 of you that might be listening to this podcast from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Darren rated their police department. He said, hardly answer the phone. When they do nothing. Hmm. This is what's so. Answer your damn phone, Poplar Bluff.
Oh,
and do something.
Get your shit together.
Okay, 1 star. 1 star. This gentleman clearly was upset about what they were doing, or not doing,
or not doing.
Oh my
or
God.
Not
yeah, doing,
so they weren't.
Anything. I looked up some 911 centers and found a lot of that too. Like the they never answer the phone when I call, and I'm like, what number are you guys calling?
Right.
We always. I don't know. I don't think I've ever called the police department and not gotten someone to answer the phone.
I think people are bullshitting. Oh, I called the non-emergency number, but nobody answered. Well, it goes to the same place, so.
I really wonder if people are accidentally directing themselves to, like, a records department or someone's voicemail and not realizing that they're not actually calling the general number.
Yeah.
So this one made me laugh. This is McKenzie County, North Dakota. It's a 1-star rating. It just says, horrible picture. Of what? What are you talking? Like, are they talking about their mugshot? Like, they took a horrible photo of me and posted it on the internet. I'm so embarrassed.
Shots type.
Or quality. Is it of the police department? Like, the picture online is a terrible picture of the police department. Horrible picture of what? 1 star. And I just, again, if you're going to review something, can you please be a little bit more clear about what it is that you're talking about?
They probably were not happy with their booking photo.
I'm guessing, like, that's what it is.
You know, turn to the side. No, that's my bad side.
It's not a good side.
Right. If you're getting arrested,
I have a hairy
mole. The only complaint that you have is about the photo that was taken of you. I'd say your interaction with the police went pretty well. Like,
that's right, yeah.
If that's your only gripe is like, well, the picture was shitty. Well, it's not really the officer's fault. It's the camera.
Right.
Like, they're not nice cameras, so.
Food was great.
Also, were you...
Photography was terrible.
Were you on drugs and just got into an accident? You're probably not going to look that great anyway, so.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your police blotters, Brendan.
Yeah.
And this one on here says, a psychotic woodchuck.
Oh, my God.
Chased police officers on patrol on the Amherst bike path, forcing officers to open fire.
What?
I don't know.
We had a standoff with, what was it, a woodchuck?
A woodchuck. No. A psychotic woodchuck.
Right. Was it rabid?
It doesn't say.
How big are woodchucks?
This is the fun part about...
Would that be threatening if a woodchuck was coming at you?
Maybe.
Like threatening enough to open fire?
Would he chuck wood, though, at them? Is that what he was doing?
Why didn't they chuck wood at the woodchuck? Maybe the officers
were asking the question to the woodchuck, and they're just tired of fucking hearing it.
Oh, and he probably broke.
Right. Maybe they were like...
Tired of people asking me how much wood would I chuck?
They're like, let me take your picture. And he's like, no, it's going to be fucking terrible. I don't want my picture taken. The directions are all confusing. Please leave me alone. Butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks. Three stars. Oh, my God. Oh, poor woodchuck.
Psychotic woodchuck. Can't we?
I just hope he got the help that he needed. That's what I... They probably CIT'd the shit out of that woodchuck. Right.
And how does that make you feel?
Are you on any medication, woodchuck? When people ask
if... Let's talk it out.
Right.
Let's
talk it out, bro.
This doesn't have to be the end, okay?
It doesn't. We just really want to know how much wood would you chuck if you could.
But you know what? Chuck wood. We'll stop asking. It's fine. We don't have to keep asking that question.
Just the officers opened
fire on the woodchuck.
Yeah, I'm going to guess... They probably didn't hit him because it doesn't say.
It got away.
37 shots.
It got away and then and then went on to write a terrible Google review. Treated
for superficial wounds.
That just said butt cheeks.
Oh my God.
We've had that where, we live in an area where there's a lot of creatures that roam around. And we've had...
Animals.
Yeah.
Creatures could be, people.
Creatures are people too.
People are creatures? No. But we've had, officers are like, hey, we're going to be, putting down a deer or a sick animal of some kind. Right. And then 7 shots later, we're like, are you guys all right out there? What's going on?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Is it just me or... So in our area, because of the incidents with deer, they'll ask, they'll check with their command, of course, and say... Hey, and they're kind of doing that so we know in case somebody reports a shot fired, we can say, hey, he was euthanizing a deer. But they always say permission to put down a deer. So I just picture the officer standing there insulting the deer. Like, you're so stupid you got hit by a car, deer.
You can't even use your legs now, idiot.
Yeah. Look at you. Yeah.
You look both ways, dumbass. The hell are
you thinking? Why don't you just drag yourself off the roadway?
Don't you see the deer crossing sign? You're supposed to cross over there.
Right.
Moron.
But
permission to put it down.
Put it down, yes. Feel free to insult that deer. Every time I hear it. Permission
to bully this wild animal.
I'm sitting there and I chuckle to myself because I just, like, what do you say to this deer? What are you saying to put him down? Like,
oh, your antlers are so small.
Oh, your mother's so disappointed in you. You didn't graduate reindeer college or something. I'm so
disappointed in you.
I don't know.
Yeah, classic insult for a deer.
Yes. Oh.
Your mother's so disappointed in you.
People pleasing deer.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's just something I think about.
I love seeing police blotters about animals too, because it's always like, isn't there one where it was like,
I just read another one. Okay.
An animal refused to comment on a situation.
Yeah.
Like, we went out for an angry duck, and the duck didn't comment on what happened. Like, why did you put that in your police blotter, weirdo? Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, these are really good, and a couple of them are from the same agency. This is fantastic. Okay. This one is from Foster City. I don't know. Let me see
what where state it's, that's in.
I didn't scroll up high enough here. I don't think it says on here. It just says Foster City. From October 7th, a suspicious cylindrical object wrapped in dark plastic was determined to be a neighbor's barbecue grill.
What?
That's California.
Of course it is.
Did an alien call that in?
I don't know.
I've never seen this object before.
I do not know.
It's concerning to me.
But there's some special stuff happening in Foster City.
Ever describe that? A suspicious cylindrical object. I'm thinking like a toilet paper roll. On the ground,
stationary, not moving. Yeah.
Barbecue grill.
Was it new? Like, did they just put it out there? I have all of these lead to so many more questions.
Right, you would see that, and what do you think it's going to do?
Right.
Do you think that's a bomb? I don't know.
It's more than
a Decepticon.
If it's on somebody else's deck.
Transformers. If it's on somebody else's
deck. Or in their yard, what do you care? Like
I genuinely feel like someone, like an alien wrote that. Yeah. Because who's never seen a barbecue in their life?
Right.
What is that?
Why does it say Weber on it? That's Weber, ma'am. That's a barbecue grill.
Wait, what?
My bad.
I just imagine the officer responding and being like, there's nothing fucking out here but this grill. That has to be what they're talking about.
Right.
I don't get it. Maybe the suspicious cylindrical object was gone, and that was all that was left in that yard, was the grill. So the officer just made an assumption, when in reality, a spaceship had landed and left before he got there.
That, I mean, hey.
It's a pretty wild backstory.
Hashtag I want to believe.
Right.
Right.
What was the other one? There was another one from Foster City.
There's a couple of them here from Foster City.
Whoever's writing Foster City Police Blotters, you're fucking great.
Yes, you're our new bestie.
Yeah.
The other one was a man who reported his wife missing, called back to say he had learned she was out of state on vacation. So, bye. Ooh, and then where was this other one? Somebody else in Foster City decided to call the police because they needed assistance in removing a childproof lid.
It's legit.
Was it a child calling?
That'd be, I can't get the lid off these pills.
Can you help me work this lighter? I can't figure it out.
Sure. You know, my answer would be, we'll send the fire department, huh?
Right, yeah.
No problem.
I can't get into the cabinet under the kitchen under the kitchen sink, and I really want some Windex to drink.
I feel like...
Please help me get in there.
I feel like I have some sympathy for the Foster City Police Department.
Yeah, your residents are a little...
calls.
I feel like we should keep track of these in our department.
Well, yeah, I don't know why. We don't really do a police blotter.
Quarterly.
Because I feel like we have definitely gotten weird-ass calls like this where I'm like...
They're just getting worse.
I'm sorry, what is it that I can help you with?
And we have certain people that cross over, obviously, between agencies that we get calls from them talking about people tracking them with radio signals and listening to their conversations. And it's like... 3 times a week they call that in. They don't want to be seen. They don't want anybody to come out. They just want to let us know and to ask them to stop.
We have a resident in one of our towns. We were just talking about her last night. She's my favorite person in the entire world. I adore her.
Thanks.
It's Brendan. Yeah. no, she
is a nice lady.
She's a very elderly woman. She's British, so she has like a really fun accent. I don't know if she has dementia or something's going on where she's not totally with it. Like, she's not completely aware of everything that's going on all the time, but she still is, like, mostly lucid and very smart and very funny.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff she calls us for is hysterical. She called in one morning to tell me that all of the clocks in her house were broken, and she was just asking for the time. But she prefaced, like, the first thing she said was, like, excuse me, all of the clocks in my house are broken. And I'm like, this is 911. What is going on? Yeah. Like, and she was like, yeah, I heard a song once that if you call the policeman, a policeman will tell you the time. And it was a song. And I'm like, what's going on? What do you need? Huh. So we sent an officer over there to help her because apparently all of the clocks in her house were broken.
What song are we talking
about? I looked it up and it's an old song from like 1910 or something, and it's incredibly racist. I don't even remember what the song is, but it's like not a good song. Huh. I don't know why she knew this song, but she was also probably alive at that point in time. So
that could be.
It's very strange. But I all the calls we get from her would make excellent police blotters because she's absolutely hysterical.
Huh.
She's my fave.
That's interesting.
All right. So what else do we have here?
I have suspicious people were reportedly doing something with flashlights by the side of North 5th Street in Custer. I don't know where this is from. A deputy checked and found out the people were not suspicious, but merely Canadian.
Oh, sorry.
Eh?
As if those things are good ways to describe. Just Canadian. They're not suspicious.
Maybe they were just really polite when they got up there.
Mm. Like, and they weren't accustomed to that. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Canadians are often found on the side of the road with flashlights.
Right.
Of course. That totally explains everything.
It does. They were obviously Canadian, is what it should have said.
Sorry, we're out here looking for our moose.
Oh, my God. What? There was one that I had that I cannot. Oh, this one. Okay. I don't know what this person is talking about. So Gallup, Arizona. This is one of the reviews at your police department. If you understand what this person is referring to, can you please write us and tell us? Because I am dying to know the rest of this story. It says, it appears once again that Stevie Nicks has to tell the Roseanne Morissette, so to speak, to keep out of their business. All caps. Thank you very much. 1 star. Hmm. What?
It's a random word salad there.
Yeah, was this like an Stevie AI Nicks? That generated this review? Because I don't think it's
a bot.
It's literally like a review bot. It just pulled random like keywords from the internet and stuck them into a review. So that's Gallup, Arizona. Stevie Nicks has to tell the Roseanne Morissette. Is that Alanis' sister? Or who is that?
Ooh, second cousin twice removed, I believe.
To keep out of their business, all caps. And then it ends with, thank you very much.
Hmm. 1 star. That was nice of them.
It's probably written by
but
a Canadian.
But still 1 star.
Right.
So did Stevie Nicks write this? Maybe. Or Roseanne Morissette wrote it because she wants Stevie Nicks to stay out of her business?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Sounds like a...
Is there some... I'm like curious, is there a connection from Gallup, Arizona to Stevie Nicks?
I don't know. Sounds like a landslide. No.
Oh my god.
Wah. I have one from the Yuma, Arizona. So we're sticking with Arizona, because I'm trying to figure out where Gallup is. But Yuma, Arizona Police Department, 3 stars. By Mr. SpongeWan.
Oh.
SpongeWan. That's all one word. 3 stars. It's good, but my brother got arrested for something he didn't do. It's good. The police department's good.
But also corrupt.
Yeah, correct. Right. So 3 stars. 3 stars.
SpongeWan?
SpongeWan. Yes.
Brendan's still stuck on the name.
Catch up.
Spell that for me, please.
S-P-O. Do you want me to do it phonetically? Sponge.
Like sponge.
Yeah.
Like
and
common
like
spelling.
Juan, the name.
SpongeWan.
J-U-A-N.
Oh, I'm thinking Mr. Juan, like W-O-N. Like SpongeWan.
Square pantalones.
How do you say square in Spanish? Oh. Pantalones.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's got to be. He's got to be
that's,
there.
That's my alias now. I called it. The next time I get arrested, I'm giving that as my name. They're going to fingerprint
okey-dokey.
Me as SpongeBob SquarePants.
You're going to be on the police blotter. That's for sure.
Arrest made of SpongeBob
SquarePants.
So angry
square messages on these pages.
Yeah, people are weird. This one just made me laugh. This one's from Sparks, Nevada. Sparks police suck. Reno police are way cooler. 1 star. So there you go, Sparks.
Oh, sounds very competitive.
You gotta get up to par with Reno.
Right. So they're in a competition.
Right, exactly. So Reno, you guys are rad. This guy likes you.
We got spirit. Yes, we do. No.
Oh my god.
Sparks police suck. Reno's way cooler.
Suck it, Sparks!
It's like written by a 16-year-old or something.
That's right.
Oh my god. Oh, that is fantastic. 1 star, though.
I have... Caller reports hitting an intruder in the head with an axe. Okay. Notes that the intruder was in the mirror.
Did they get him?
It doesn't say anything after that.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah.
Well, that police department's going to get 7 years of bad calls. That's all I know. After,
and not only did you break the mirror, you broke it with a fucking axe. Like,
right. She broke the hell out of it.
Do you forget where the mirrors are in your house?
All in on that one.
Or are you just like confused and half asleep?
This one, I have one again from Yuma, but it's rating dispatch.
Oh,
so this is a little
5 stars, obviously.
Yeah.
This is not even close.
Butt cheeks.
That's right. This one's a little bit longer, so I'm going to read it, though, because it's funny. And it's relative, because I think people don't understand what we do. But anyway, it's by GP. 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Yuma dispatch. 1 star. The dispatch is insufficiently trained and rude. Okay, I don't have an issue with that. I have a lot of problems at my business with theft and vandalism, so I call often, and each time they interrogate me instead of just sending an officer whom I am going to have to explain the same thing to anyways. The bad guy has gotten away by the time dispatch is done asking me so many non-relative questions before sending a police officer out. As a whole, the department is very young and lacks experience, and they can't seem to retain experienced officers.
Wait, so this person's upset that they called the police department and were asked questions?
Yes.
How dare you?
So I don't think GP, bruh, you understand that if you had somebody steal something from you, they're going to need descriptions.
I'm also a little lost because he says by the time they're done answering my questions, they've gotten away. So is he calling while it's in progress?
Well, he said they've gotten away, yes, by the time dispatch is done asking. So what GP doesn't understand is that
nothing.
Dispatchers are
no understanding of anything.
Multitasking. So they're putting information into the call and dispatching people. Probably somebody else is dispatching them because I know Yuma's not a little town, so I'm sure they're not one person handling everything.
Right.
So they're gathering all of the information, they're providing it to them while they're on the way to the call. So hopefully, GP, if you're out there, maybe you can learn a little
something from this. They have to ask questions.
Yes, of course they do. I just thought it was very funny that, first off, he was raiding their dispatch because they asked
questions.
Unnecessary questions. I would like to know what those are, because he does not give them. And seven people have given it a thumbs up.
Of course.
They're still... Can quit I give asking him a thumbs questions. Down? I'm going to give GP a thumbs down.
Quit asking questions in here. Quit interrogating callers.
Right.
They're probably just the people kidding. That
dare you.
That gave literally continue up. Doing that because that's our damned job. Damned
people. Dispatchers.
So this one I have, this was...
Spoiled.
Kind of funny. From Rio Rancho, New Mexico. The review is, was almost arrested for weed. Almost. Keyword. Mm-hmm. Kind of gay, but oh well. She was cool. Two stars.
Oh my god.
So, hold on a second. Let's just break this down, right? Almost arrested for weed. So he was not actually arrested.
Right.
So he got off.
Right.
Kind of gay. Let's not use the word gay to describe things as bad, because that's not okay. But then he says she was cool, though. So I'm assuming he's referring to the officer.
I would assume so, too.
But then he gave her two stars.
Unless he means Mary Jane. Mary Jane might have been cool. Because he wasn't arrested for weed, so.
Right. I don't know. Or, like, I don't know who he's referring to. But then he gave her two stars. So he didn't get arrested, thought the officer was cool, but only two stars.
It's rude.
Right.
You're rude.
What is your rating system is off there, my guy? Because that's not how this works.
It doesn't. I would think they'd be five stars.
Right. Yeah. I'd be like,
got away with weed.
Didn't get arrested.
Didn't get arrested. That's
and the officer was cool. Five stars.
Right. As I type this from the comfort of my own home.
Right. Yeah.
As opposed to a jail cell
with Cheetos on my chest.
Two stars
from being baked.
In my mom's basement.
But yeah, yes, I just the whole thing was very like no that. Definitely was written by someone who was high, by the way, because that's exactly what it sounds like. Almost arrested for weed, kind of gay, but
probably wrote it while he was driving away on his phone.
While he was buying more weed. Oh, yeah, that one made me laugh. All
right, a good one, where to go.
What else you got?
I have an assault. I don't know where this is from. 1500 block of Auburn Way North. Two students of unspecified gender told police that they were assaulted in some way on their way home from an unspecified school by an unspecified number of assailants, perhaps sustaining unspecified injuries or none at all. Police didn't say.
So is that the same dispatch center that's not interrogating their callers?
Maybe.
Because that's what that sounds that would, like. Yeah. Like, two kids got beat up.
Yeah.
No maybe. Further. Possibly.
Maybe.
Could have happened.
Something may or may not have happened in this area.
Or in a different area. On this day or the 2 days around it.
Or not at all.
Or maybe it didn't. None of this. This is all made up.
It didn't happen. We're just
there was also a suspicious cylindrical object involved.
Yes. Yes.
No further description of the object.
Yes. Oh my god.
Oh.
This one, I can't read this without thinking of...
I think that person just wanted to say unspecified a lot.
Right.
Yes.
Not a specific.
New word. That's because they didn't know
what I used the hell my thesaurus today and I found a word for I don't know.
This one says a sycamore street, and all I can think of is Sesame Street right now. A Sycamore Street woman reported a strange caller threatened to make improvements to the outside of her house. I'm going to come over there.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I'm going to paint the shit out of your house.
I'm going to re-side that bitch. I'm going
to paint it so hard, you're gonna be happy about it.
You're not going to believe the gutters I put on this place, all right? Raise your property value. All right?
Oh, my God. I may even plant flowers, you son of a bitch. I bet you that's what it was.
How do you feel about seal coating, huh? You want your driveway? I'm going to fucking seal coat it.
That's right.
Fuck you. What?
What are you going to do about it?
Threatened to make improvements to the exterior of my home.
I have a feeling. Here's what it is. I'll bet you anything, because we know it's a neighborhood problem. It's an issue between neighbors, and this woman doesn't do shit with her house.
Right, she probably has like a garbage exterior.
It looks like shit. Her grass is long. There's probably garbage out there, or she doesn't pick up her garbage cans when she should. It's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, up on blocks, whatever. It's probably an eyesore to the neighborhood, and now a neighbor finally just got pissed off enough to say, if you don't do this, I'm going to come over there and do it. And to me, if I'm her, I'm like, well, bitch, come on.
Right.
Like, come take care of
this. This guy's threatening to raise my home value. Come on, do something about it.
Yeah. That might have been it, too.
Calling the fucking cops on you.
Their house was for sale, and they're like, oh, my God. All of our offers are low. And in this market, oh.
Someone's threatening to make improvements to the outside of her home. I love that. I wish my neighbors would threaten to make improvements to my home.
So there was a recent call.
You want to come over and... Right,
here's a list.
You want to power wash it? Yeah.
There was a recent call of it was an issue between neighbors. And one went to the other neighbor's house and started yelling at him, pulled in their driveway and yelled at him about speeding in their neighborhood. And the person that was calling it in was saying, he said, I drive a Ferrari and they're just really loud, so it probably sounds like I'm speeding. I have a feeling you're speeding, sir.
Yeah, like, if you drive a Ferrari,
if I have a Ferrari, I'm probably going to be speeding. So. I drive a Honda.
Will never ever drive the speed limit.
I drive a Honda and I always speed. Well, not really.
But it's police a Honda, officers, so no one notices.
Right. Yeah. And it's not red or anything, but yeah, it was
red
kind
with
of funny.
Flames on the side.
Like, what are you upset about? Like, what did you think they were going to say?
Right.
You're flying through the neighborhood and kids are playing, you know, I'm sure it was a blur, right?
We had a few years ago, we had a neighbor dispute between two neighbors where one of them kept mowing the other one's lawn. And we were like, this is a non-problem. Yeah. Like,
I
fucking mow my lawn. Go for it. I don't want to do it. Yeah.
Well,
and she was like super upset. Like, I'm really tired of this happening. And I'm like, why?
Right.
People pay to have that done. You're getting it for free, girl. Right. Take it.
Thank them.
So yeah, that made me think of the threatening to.
You know, so I can understand. So it's really funny when where I used to live, my yard and my neighbor's yard, they basically just the front yards blended together. You know, there's a clear, you know where the fence line is and stuff because I had a fence in the back.
Yeah, we have it at our
house
too.
What would happen is our front sidewalk that came up to the front of the house, there was a yard on one side that went to our driveway, but on the other side is the yard that flowed into the neighbor's. So what he would do is he would mow everything up to the sidewalk, and then the other half of our yard would be unmowed. So that either made me have to go out and fix it so it didn't look stupid for another day or two, and it was aggravating. It's like, just stop at the line. Like, there's no reason for you to be mowing this half. What are you trying to tell me?
Right.
You want it to look nice for you? Like, it was so obnoxious. So, I have no problem. If you want to mow the whole damn yard, go right ahead. But don't mow half the yard and leave it look like shit. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So, I can understand, but when people call it in, it just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, and people get, like, you know, upset about, oh, my neighbor tore a tree down that shouldn't have been torn down, or, like, cut branches off of my tree that... And I'm like, listen, if your whatever type of tree is like hanging 6 feet over the fence and they want to cut those branches off, like they can do that. That's fine.
Correct.
Or move the tree so it's 100% in your yard.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing is I had this same issue at one point in time. I had a large pine tree in my back, probably 50 foot tall. I mean, it was a really tall pine tree. And it was right on the fence line, and some of the branches did hang over. Now, this person moved in. We lived there a long time before he ever bought this house, and he was an older gentleman. He would cut the branches off that were hanging over and then throw them into my yard. Like, these are your branches. Like, you do whatever. But he would cut them off and throw them in my yard over the fence. Like,
wow.
Dude, if you're going to cut them down, fucking that's do something with them. Works. What's your problem?
Yeah, right? Those aren't mine now.
So he would do stuff like that. It's like passive aggressive, like sending me a message, you know.
But then he'd be mad if you were on his property.
Right, of course. Yourself. If right, I threw it back over, it would be a huge issue. Yeah,
exactly. You're not trimming it, but I'm going to do it for you and put it on your yard.
Well, it's on your side. It's not my problem. Sorry.
This one from Travis County Jail in Texas made me laugh. It's a nice day, but they wouldn't let me out for like 10 years. 3 stars. 3 stars. He still gave him 3 stars.
That's not bad for 10 years. No,
it's just pretty good. Nice day. Wouldn't let me out for like 10 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was good. And again, like, I highly doubt that this person was ever even in prison. It's probably totally made up. Right. But it's still good. What do you have, Norm?
I don't know. I'm reading some of these. This one is from Atherton. I don't know where this is. It just says August. A female wearing a black evening gown, accessorized with a black duffel bag at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, told an officer she was just passing through on her way to Woodside.
Do you accessorize your black gowns with duffel bags, Kaylee?
Duffel bag. All the time.
It's a common accessory.
It is, yeah.
Very common accessory. Why is this on the police blotter? Like, this is the dumbest shit to put up anywhere. Like, nothing happened. She was out walking around. I mean, is it weird that she's wearing an evening gown and carrying a black duffel bag? Sure.
I feel like she ended up on the wrong plane of existence somehow and had to get back to her own dimension.
She made a wrong turn at Albuquerque or something. Yeah.
That's very strange.
Albuquerque.
But I like that it was accessorized, not
a
lady in a dress carrying a bag.
Clearly nothing happened in Atherton for a couple of days, so they had to put something on the police blotter and like,
this is what we got.
So an officer just made something up.
Right. Right.
I saw this weird lady walking down the side. It may have been a fever dream. I'm not sure.
You know what? Yeah, that's right. Or they did the auto finish on your phone. So he typed a female. The word wearing just and just kept going. Yes.
It's another AI submit, bot that wrote that blotter. Send. Brendan, what do you have?
I have a disorderly person. The 1100 block of West Grand Avenue. Someone reporting that a duck was in the parking lot drinking beer and yelling at people.
The duck was yelling at
the
people?
The duck. And drinking beer.
Wait. Was this an autocorrect situation? I don't know what it would have been autocorrected from other than fuck. But
right. Truck?
No, someone reported that a duck.
I hate when we get those drunk ducks that are yelling at people.
They're such assholes.
And the psychotic woodchucks.
They're don't friends. Get them together. Yeah.
I feel
my
like
God.
No, but see, they I hang feel like each other. Maybe that caller doesn't know a duck from a goose. Because I could, if it was a goose, they're motherfuckers. I guarantee you, it was a goose.
Yeah. I guarantee you,
he just
a goose
does not know the difference.
These are fucking assholes.
Right. Like what?
Right. That's right,
bitch.
Yeah, I'll hiss at you. Get away from me.
Ducks are seriously ass or geese.
Right. Gooses. Ducks are nice. Geeses. Ducks aren't usually mean, but...
Oh, my God.
But
a drunk duck was yelling at... Not quacking or
not quacking,
honking or hissing.
No.
Yelling.
Specifically yelling.
It was Daffy Duck is who it was, I'm guessing.
With the psychotic woodchuck.
Fuck it. No. That was Sylvester.
What
but
the
still.
Hell? A drunk duck is yelling at people.
Duck season.
This is...
Rabbit season.
Rabbit season.
Oh, God. This one... So we already made fun of Sparks Police because Sparks Police suck and Reno are way cooler. But we also have some reviews from Reno, Nevada Police Department. This one was interesting because I just don't understand the purpose of this. So this one just says, we have to have them. 3 stars. What? Like,
they're basically saying,
like, cops,
you know, they're okay, but we don't have a choice. So this is what we got. This is what we got. 3 stars.
The most mediocre, neutral review of anything I've ever seen.
They're just okay.
Then on the exact opposite of that spectrum is a star system does not really express how awful this department is.
Wow.
Negative 1 million stars. And then they gave it one star.
Why would you give it any stars? They probably didn't have a choice.
Yeah. So honestly, Reno, I'm not sure that you're way cooler than Sparks Police now, because this guy says negative 1 million. Yeah, you guys got to do some kind of a joust or a duel or...
Yes, right.
Set it up like medieval times, like the Jell-O red knight wrestling. And the blue knight.
Yes.
Jell-O wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Medieval Jell-O wrestling.
I mean, it is Reno, medieval. Nevada, so
yes, because Jell-O wrestling. A hot commodity in medieval times.
Well, I feel like it was more like, I don't know, like consomme. It wasn't really Jell-O. They probably didn't have flavored like strawberries.
Consomme wrestling?
Beef consomme wrestling.
Oh, yeah. God.
Congealed beef consomme.
Condensed milk wrestling. That's fucking gross.
Condensed goat milk wrestling back then.
Yeah. My.
It was probably more like butter wrestling. Mm. Right?
I highly doubt that they did any of that.
Were you there?
I may have been. You don't know. I could be 500 years old.
You don't know me.
So yeah, Reno, Nevada, those are your reviews. We have to have them. 3 stars. And also, star system does not express how awful this department is. Negative 1 million stars.
Yeah, I don't know. Suck it, Sparks.
You lose. Yeah.
1 million, that's
a whole lot of stars.
Negative a million. So...
Hello, first responders. Make sure you come back on April 15th for part 2 of the Humanizing the Headset team reading funny Google reviews of police departments and police blotters.